Hi, and welcome to the 60th episode of the Language Mandarins podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I did my third webinar based on speaking with confidence in any language. And so this being my third webinar, I learned a few things of what to do, what not to do, based on the other two. So for the first two webinars, I didn't bother creating any registration system with MailChimp or developing some kind of a funnel to get people to sign up for my email list. So I think in hindsight, that was a bit of a mistake since I was just testing out the format. In terms of the technology, it's still very simple to implement a Google Hangout on air with a YouTube video link and a chat box. That's easy to set up, although it doesn't look as elegant as Discuss. So that's something I may try out for my next webinar. Also, in the first webinar that I did, I tried using the full screen PowerPoint presentation, but unfortunately I didn't realize at the time that when you do full screen, it doesn't advance. So people just were stuck on seeing the opening slide. And although I had checked the screen and I told people that I was going to be looking at the slides and not necessarily at the chat box, nobody really mentioned that. So this time around, I decided to focus on speaking to the camera and letting people kind of connect with me and what I was talking about. I still had my basic notes of my main points that I wanted to discuss. And overall, I think there was some good response and some good feedback and comments that people had. In order to kind of give myself some urgency and to also give people wanting to attend the webinar some urgency, I only announced it like less than 12 hours before the event. So I just forced myself to be very proactive on marketing it and letting people know about it in the Facebook group and on a couple of different platforms like VK and Twitter and GoSpeaky, where I know there are potential language learners who may be interested by this topic. I had originally thought of focusing on just for learning English and dedicating it to foreign speakers learning English. But since the topic really did apply in many different senses, especially in my own case for learning Spanish, French, Russian, and even one anecdote that I shared in terms of speaking English with somebody from the UK, this idea of speaking confidently applies to any language speaker and any language learner. The first main point that I tried to instill was to not be afraid to ask for a native speaker to explain what they had said, or not be afraid to say that you don't understand when a native speaker speaks. And the other main topic was also for the speaking part, was to just embrace mistakes and to not be afraid of mistakes. So, which seems to be a key aspect of gaining confidence. Later on this evening, I listened to a podcast. The person being interviewed was talking about that the idea of trying to be fearless was really not possible, but it was more effective to go where the fear is and to go through it to be able to get past it. The idea of avoiding fear did not help people overcome it. This idea of embracing your fear, embracing your weaknesses, is one way to strengthen them. If you are interested in watching the replay, which is still available for the next day or so, I'll include a link in the show notes for this podcast. but the webinar itself is a part of building up the launch for my Teachable course, which I'm in the process of developing, and that's going to be launching on June 1st. And trying to get as much feedback, trying to build up momentum and networking with language learners and teachers, and getting interviews to have content for the course in order to have a really jam-packed amount of content, not in terms of overloading it, but in terms of just delivering a lot of good advice, good tips from teachers and from learners and from a variety of perspectives. So I think there's a good potential course with this product, and I think the feedback that I was able to get from this webinar has been very positive. And I really am appreciative of the people who were able to attend on short notice and who showed an interest in this course. And so I have mentioned some of the insights and results from this webinar in a couple different groups that I belong to, where there are teachers and where there are marketers. And I think the best advice that I have seen from people like Mariah Cause and Brian Harris and Melissa Griffin and other people who market and who do webinars on a regular basis is that you get better at doing webinars by doing webinars. So I can already see that this being my third one, I'm starting to feel more comfortable with the technology and recognizing where there are limitations for if there's a problem with the delay between the video and the chat box, or if there are potential problems with showing a presentation and that it doesn't advance, or in some cases, I think I heard a webinar with Brian Harris and Mariah Cause in which Brian said for his very first webinar, the computer crashed on him in the middle of the presentation. So I have fortunately not had that problem. But each opportunity is a learning experience. I imagine that with a little bit more preparation in advance and giving people an advance notice, there may be an opportunity to engage with more people. It's always interesting to be able to speak to people live and to get their response, their feedback, and to be able to answer their questions and to give them some added value based on my experience of teaching for at least 16 years and studying foreign languages for about 20. So that's a lot of content that I can share, but it's always difficult to try to filter a decade or two decades worth of experiences down into a 1 hour presentation or even a 10 minute podcast if possible. So if you are interested in watching that replay, I'll include that in the show links. And if you are interested in taking an English lesson with me or hearing more about my language Mandarin, so you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. That's H-U-G-G-I-N-S international.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and I look forward to the next one. Take care.